Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn is under the weather, so I am pressed into duty for my friend Dawn Stensland. Get well quickly, Dawn. I am Michael Pelka, for those of you who don't know. I guess I'm the relief pitcher on WPHT. Happy to be here, thrilled to be here, honored to be here. And we're monitoring everything. The president just started his address at the UN, then there's a whole lot of formalities going on. We'll see if there's anything huge happening. But I have to kick off the show today with a gigantic event that happened yesterday inside the White House. The president holding forth with some of his team, the HHS secretary, the head of CMS, Dr. Oz, Dr. McCary, and the announcement regarding Tylenol, which produced a pretty funny clip from yesterday in the White House with Donald Trump trying to pronounce the drug name, the actual name of Tylenol, which I bet you if we stop people on the street, most people couldn't pronounce it. Most people wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
Oh, come on.
Dan?
Acetaminophen?
Gesundheit.
Acetaminophen.
Here's the president.
Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
Well, we want to get the answers to this and talk about the issue of the rising trend of autism in America. And certainly the numbers are undeniable, but what's the real cause? Is it one cause? Can we pin it down to one thing? Somebody that I talk to all the time, a guy I greatly respect, Dr. Michael Roizen, from the Cleveland Clinic and from a website that teaches you how to live better and younger. It's called number four, longevity.com. Dr. Royson's with us today. Dr. Royson, thanks for being here, my friend. Should we stop taking Tylenol? I mean, not the guys. I'm talking about pregnant women.
We don't know the data well enough. There are very conflicting data, and a lot of data show that it is the safest of the pain relievers in pregnancy. Hmm. So we've got to see more of the data. And what we do know was another thing they cited, which was the absence of folate or lack of folate in the diet. So in about the 1980s, we started putting folate with bread, with every, if you will, article that had grain in it, to try and increase that. And that decreased spina bifida by about 80%. And childhood cancers, if you take a prenatal multivitamin for 6 months before pregnancy, it decreases childhood cancers to age six by about 65% in the Canadian studies, which were the best that we had and still have. Hmm. So we know that one of those B vitamins is very important. But whether Tylenol should be avoided or not, I think is still very much open to question. We have to see the data, but the data that they presented were not very good.
Well, I'd like to get specific data on it, so I hope we get more detailed information on this. There was also a discussion from Dr. McCary about something called leucovorin, and considered as a treatment. This is the first time I've heard this. Is there much data that you've seen about the benefits of leucovorin in order to help people currently with autism?
There are some case reports, that is individual reports of it helping some people. But again, we haven't seen any large-scale studies or any randomized, you know, the gold standard for studies is randomized double-blind controlled trials. We haven't seen that with this. And so, but since this is such a desperate disease, I suppose they're trying to, if you will, offer patients this as a choice. I again believe that people who are specialists in autism, that is physicians, would be much better able to guide the individual patient. And that's what I think should happen. You know, since my wife has been and is a expert in developmental pediatrics, I try and stay as far away from that as possible. Michael, you probably do that with your wife at times as well, and staying away from areas she's an expert in. So I'm going to try and dodge every question on autism before I get manhandled at home.
Well, you know, it's always important to find out what your spouse's expertise is and defer to that at all times, Dr. Roizen. Doctor, you and I talked months ago about the speculations about the causes of autism, and you talked about several things, because the early boogeyman was this tsunami of injections that we give to kids, starting almost as they're just out of the womb. And there were a lot of people demonizing vaccinations, and it looks like we're slowing the vaccination train down a little bit. But there were four issues that you said are regularly considered to contribute to autism, and only one of them was vaccines. One of the biggest ones that you brought up, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, was the amount of benefits, I guess I'm going to use that term and put air quotes around it, of benefits that are provided to the families and the doctors and the medical facilities. Could that be really a diagnosis for an incentivizing for diagnosis of autism?
Yes. So in other words, we think that about half of the increase in autism cases is due to the classification. In other words, if someone has ADHD, it's a different set of benefits they're eligible for. If someone has another mental disorder, it's a different set of benefits. And the autism community has both lobbied and approached getting benefits for the kids appropriately. But those are much greater benefits for those children and their families than for other diseases of childhood, for other mental conditions of childhood. And so consequently, about half of the increase, we think, is relating to that ability to, once you get that diagnosis, the benefits are substantially greater.
And there were also other contributing factors, the incentivizing of the benefits, the possibility of the overwhelming number of injections and vaccinations we give. And then the other one was what we consume. And you and I always talk about the foods we put in our body and the ultra-processed foods. Can we honestly say there is a link between some of these foods, the super junk foods, and the spike in autism?
Well, we know that it correlates strongly with the increase in ultra-processed foods. We don't know a cause and effect. There hasn't been a randomized, it's very tough to do randomized studies with food. But in the populations that eat what you would call unprocessed foods compared to those that eat processed foods, the unprocessed food group children have a lower incidence of autism. That's right. But remember, they also do a lot of other healthy things in that group, such as exercise and such as taking prenatal multivitamins appropriately and seeing their physicians, their obstetrician, earlier in the pregnancy. So there are a lot of things that go with it. It's very hard to separate it out. I think it's very difficult to answer this question. That's why Secretary Kennedy is trying to do and quickly, when a lot of groups haven't been able to do it over time, is very, very tough.
I see that. Now, the Amish were mentioned a couple of times yesterday, that they're a community that doesn't have autism. Is there something we should be saying? Why don't we all get on the Amish diet, the Amish lifestyle?
Well, that's the lifestyle I was trying to point out. But again, we don't know whether it's their genetic heritage. Remember, they have a different genetics too. They've been raised that way. Mm-hmm. So we don't know whether it is that, or the physical activity they do, or the communities they have, and the stress management they have, and the, if you will, the difference in their occupations, etc. There are a lot of things that are different.
Okay. And doctor, is it safe to say, and I was taught the principle, the idea of the paradox of ubiquity years and years and years ago, that says, you know, if something is ubiquitous, if it's present everywhere in our lives, then you theoretically could tie it to everything. Then does it feel like the push to tie Tylenol to autism and Tylenol and pregnant women to autism falls into this paradox of ubiquity?
Well, it may. You know, you don't want to say until we've got better data, but it seems like the paradox of ubiquity would be appropriate as a way of explaining the association that they have in a few of the data sets, and not in all the data sets. So a lot of the data sets don't show any association with Tylenol.
Hmm. Well, this is one we need more information on, more data on, and we're going to be monitoring it. Dr. Roizen, I know you're a busy guy with a busy day. We appreciate you breaking off some time for us to share your input, your knowledge on this. I encourage everybody, follow Dr. Roizen. He's on Twitter, X, Dr. Michael Roizen. But also check out the number 4 Youngevity, 4Youngevity.com. It's where you'll learn to maybe live a little better, healthier, younger. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care. There he goes. I think a sane voice on this. Dan, I know we have to go to break. We're going to check in on the president. Mm-hmm. But we also have to look into a unique situation that you pointed out to me.
Oh, okay.
That the company mm-hmm. that offers an alternative to Tylenol and maybe also has an investment in the leucovorin drug that's considered as a treatment.
Yeah.
Maybe has some curious connections to investing in the United States. And in this minute, do we have a CO conspiracy on our hands?
I think so. I, you know me, audience. I always love to wear the tinfoil hat. Well, I don't always. From time to time, I like to put on the tinfoil hat. And I look at the news headlines from the past week and, Mike, it's concerning because 6 days ago now, a huge investment of $30 billion, along with President Trump, was announced by none other than GlaxoSmithKline. And GSK now is the, let me get this right, they are the manufacturers of both Advil and Motrin. Advil and Motrin being big competitors to one Tylenol, owned by J&J and subsidiary there. So, my question becomes, $30 billion within a week, now we have an announcement by Trump that completely kills sales of what's arguably the strongest market competitor painkiller on the market.
Well, Dan, we have to say, though, with a declining birth rate in America, and let's consider pregnant women are a small slice of the population, is that really enough to kill Tylenol? Is that one sector of the population enough to drive a conspiracy theory.
It's
we'll talk about it.
Go ahead.
What do you guys think? What do you think of Dan's theory?
Can I add one more wrinkle
yeah,
to the theory?
Sure.
Because
sure.
It's been announced, and you heard it yesterday during Trump's announcement, that there are potential reversals now on the market for autism. Who's the leader in producing said reversal of autism on the market? None other than Mike GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes, they make leucovorin. That's the one drug that you just heard Dr. Royson talk about. Dr. McCary talked about it. So does Dan have a leg to stand on here on the conspiracy platform? 855-239-1210, 855-239-1210. It's Opelka in for Dawn. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you nevertheless, and that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Trump at the UN today, and as he got up to the podium in front of all the gathered nations at the General Assembly, the teleprompter wasn't working. If there's anybody in that room that I'm not worried about in terms of the teleprompter not working, I think it's President Trump. I think he is probably the only world leader who could hold forth and get his points across without benefit of the teleprompter. I know I'm prejudiced because I like the guy. But it also means there's a little bit of a high wire act going on here, Dan. Can we just dip in just to see what he's talking about?
Yeah, let me just cue that up, Mike. And here we...
By the way, it's Opelka in for Dawn today. She's under the weather.
Hi, Mike.
$172 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through.
Yeah, that's. I think we're witnessing the teleprompters back in operation. You notice not only because he's delivering the facts, but when the president turns to the right and then focuses on a statement, then he turns to the left. They have those two teleprompters that are on the little stands. They look like a little piece of glass, and that's where the speech is scrolling by. They run parallel, so he can turn his head, so he just doesn't look like he's... And I think there's a giant one in the back of the room. That's usually how they roll. But a little sidebar to this. Yesterday, Secretary Tom Homan was talking about the immigration situation. He was on with Laura Ingraham, And I think I have this clip here because I think it dovetails nicely into what the president was speechifying about. And it also dovetails nicely into something. Dan, do you know what the number one selling beer in America is right now?
Yingling? Well, no. That's a pipe dream there.
That's in your household, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just take a guess.
Bud Light.
It had been Bud Light before the Dylan Mulvaney thing.
Ah.
And then Bud Light went, and Modelo climbed to the top. So the Modelo beer was number one for a long time. And it's just been announced that Modelo is no longer the number one beer in America. Yes, it's Ecstasy of Gold. What a great song.
Great song.
It's but Modelo.
Who does it? Because I can never pronounce a guy's name. No offense to my Italian friends. Ennio Morricone? Is that it?
Ennio Morricone.
Okay, yeah.
Morricone wrote a lot of the music for the Spaghetti Westerns.
All right, sorry. Back to Modelo.
Yeah, but Modelo took the number one spot, had been there for a long time since the Bud Light thing dropped. But it's now Ultra. Was it Bud Ultra? What's the one that's the low-carb beer in the slim can? I think
that's
it's
Ultra, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Michelob Ultra or something.
It's Michelob Ultra, yeah.
That's now the number one selling beer in America. So how did Michelob Ultra go past Modelo? Is it
women?
Because it's a better tasting. Is it because of women?
I gotta say, Mike, I think the majority of beer drinkers, well, maybe the majority of beer drinkers now are women. With everything else on the market, the hard liquors, the different flavors, the seltzers, maybe Michelob Ultra is big because it appeals to a different demographic, and it's just exploded because of that.
Dan, I'm throwing the incorrect flag. I'm throwing a red flag at you. I challenge you. And it's only because I think the customer base has been diminished for Modelo.
Okay. I see what you're saying, yeah.
What happened to the customer base? Well, Tom Homan may be able to explain.
We have over 400,000 deportations between CBP and ICE, and that's just since the president took office. The first 4 months of the fiscal year, we can't count them because Joe Biden wasn't doing anything. But here's what people need to understand. Two things. Number one, over 1.5 million illegal aliens, close to 1.6 illegal aliens already left the country on their own. Why? Because they see what ICE is doing out there every day. One of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of this nation is because the great work of the men and women of the Border Patrol, the great work of President Trump and his leadership, but also because ICE is out there, over 1,000 teams go all across the country arresting people. So a lot of people have left. A lot of people aren't coming.
So we've deported 400,000, more than that. And according to the estimates from the Border Czar, almost 1.6 million have left voluntarily. And I would bet you the overwhelming majority of those who have left and been deported, especially to the Spanish-speaking countries, were possibly Modelo customers. You lose a couple million of your customers, I think it's going to put a serious dent in the sales numbers for Modelo. And I don't see the people we were deporting being big advocates for the beer from Michelob Ultra. No, the skinny. I was at a golf tournament last Wednesday for the Catholic Youth Ministry, and they were serving the Michelob Ultra, and those guys were drinking them like water.
No, I can't.
Yeah,
is it a golf?
Can't.
You think it's a golfing beer?
Well, it was in the groups that I was. You know why they were drinking it? It was free. One of the beer sponsors was the Michelob Ultra.
Road Warrior says, youngest generation does no drink. I think it means does not drink. But your thoughts on that, Mike?
Yeah, there is a move away from alcohol consumption, and a lot of it seems to be pointing towards THC consumption, mm-hmm. or pot. In fact, my local liquor store in Wilmington, Delaware, has now sitting on the checkout counter little shots of lemonade with THC.
Wow, at a liquor store.
At the liquor store, because it's all legal in Delaware, wow. Retail legal.
Well, no, it's questionable because in Jersey, too, you got. Like, my buddy, who was a regular drinker, lost incredible amounts of weight, looks fantastic, and switch to drinking. He still has fun. He goes out with friends. But when he drinks, as you say, marijuana, THC beverages. And still has a nice time and finds himself much healthier. I don't know if there's truth to that, but my one example. He looks great. He's doing great. So
it's not enough data for Dr. Roizen.
No,
Adam.
No, my sample of one.
Well, we do have, there are serious concerns, and I caution all of my friends who said, yeah, well, drinking's bad, it's got all the sugar and all, yes, I get that. But we don't understand what THC does yet to us. And there are some saying, especially to the undeveloped minds, the minds that are under 26 years old, that THC has serious problems causing psychosis. And I'm all for everybody doing whatever's legal, but we also don't have any way to decide whether or not you're impaired when you're operating a motor vehicle.
That's a good point. I'm going to try
the little lemonade shot.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you have just it today? Like live on air?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that'd be my call from HR from Stalker will be following. No.
Well, you always come prepared, Mike. I mean, you're one of the best prepped hosts. I thought maybe you just whip out a lemonade THC shot ready to go.
I believe I'd be getting the inappropriate bell from Greg Stalker's office. Yes, we do have an inappropriate
Newman
bell.
Newman says flower is the best form of THC.
Yeah, he's saying you should get the bud.
Yeah.
Smoke the bud. Look, Newman, you're talking to Noah about the flood. I smoked my weight in college,
did
but
you?
I haven't. Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
But I have not consumed in probably 40 years. That's right, man. Don't criticize it. Don't criticize it, Bob Marley.
No, not Bob Marley. Peter Tosh. Mike.
Oh, that's Peter Tosh.
Get one wrong. Woo!
Sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sue says you can buy THC drinks in NJ, as I just said. She says it makes you high. Seems like she has some experience with it.
Well, you know, they do. I worked with Montel Williams years ago. And Montel Williams had government weed. He had U.S. government marijuana. And he would smoke one hit per hour during the daytime to deal with his MS because he had serious pain from it. And it allowed him to work and operate, but he had a scientifically grown version of legal marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And he had one that would deal with the pain that he would use during the day, and then in order to go to sleep at night, he had another one. And he actually used to carry around
sativa and indica, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He knew them all. Yeah. He wants to be the famous Amos of pot. That was his dream. Which, you know, good for him.
I think he owns some like weed.
Yeah. Well, he could combine both actually. Because you can handle the munchies with the...
All right, sorry to take you off track there. What about your friend?
No, you did. But so we've had government-controlled medical marijuana for a long time. But I still don't think we know enough. But this all started when we were talking about Tom Homan. I want to play one more piece of this clip from Homan. Because Tom Homan was talking about... Look, we've had 400,000 deportations, 1.6 million self-beat deportations. That's not enough. And it's about to get crazier.
Which helps us secure that border. And that was a part of the strategy from the beginning. We said if we show consequences, we show them we're actually out there looking for them, many will leave. So we knew a large population would leave, and over 1.5 million have. But what's to come? ICE is getting 10,000 more agents. Right now, they got 5,000 deportation officers. We're tripling the size of the workforce. We're adding more detention beds. We're adding more flights and more transportation. So the numbers are going to explode here.
Right. So the deportations are about to explode. So, Dan, we need to send a memo to the guys at Modelo. Your sales numbers are about to go through the basement. They're just about to drop. I think I'm correct on this. I think I'm absolutely correct. What? And I did hear from one of the members of the golf posse who was out at the benefit last Wednesday, who said that he doesn't like Michelob Ultra, but he didn't have problems consuming it because it was free.
Road Warrior again says, Mike, buy you lunch if you do the next fill-in stoned. Think about it. It's a win-win.
Only if it's Tony DeNix. If we get DeNix sandwiches, I'm in. No, we should,
just completely betray me and I'll forever love you for bringing me DeNix the first time I ever met you.
Well.
It's a great first impression device.
Well, I like to come with my arms full when I come to somebody's event or to their home. But yeah, Road Warrior, wouldn't it be interesting to do? And Morning Radio used to do this all the time in conjunction with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You would take one of the co-hosts. Like, theoretically, if we put Nick on a one beer every half hour schedule during the morning show and then tested him with a breathalyzer to see how quickly he becomes diminished, that might be interesting. But I'd like to do the same in a parallel test with THC. Because I think a lot of people believe pot is harmless. Yeah. And yet, if you're driving 6,000 pounds of metal down the highway at 65 miles an hour and your reactions are slowed, that's not good for anybody.
So, like, can we put down, like, a piece of duct tape and have you walk a straight line and all like they do in D.A.R.E. class?
Nine steps, turn around, do it back. I'm all ready.
Finger to the nose, you know.
And then follow the pen. Don't move your head. That's one of the great ones. We have to take a break. I have so much to get to today. I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dan. Guy Shiraki is going to join us next hour.
11:30, yes, sir.
Love the Guy Shiraki. And I listened to most of Kamala's audiobook.
Oy.
So you don't have to.
Are you sure you don't want some marijuana? After what you've had to go through.
I might need it, man. I might need it. Rastafarian forever. It's 10:47. It's Opel Kid for Dawn on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT, man.
This is not reggae.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
is,
man.
Garbage.
What? Dan, this is third world.
It's not reggae, though.
Yes, it is. No, this is Try Ja Love, man.
This is Ja Love. Oh,
yes, Try Ja Love.
I thought you were saying to Try Ja Love, like the song.
Well, that's the message.
The name of the song is Try Ja Love.
It's one of the biggest religious songs in the reggae world. I heard you call when I was in temptation. It's a great song.
I don't
song.
Hear one steel drum.
So frustrating.
That's not reggae. That's 80s alternative.
No, it's not. It is third world. You got to check these guys
out.
Here's
some reggae. Here's reggae. Give me some Toots and the Maytals. Give me some Bob Marley, Peter Tosh.
Toots and the Maytals are more of a New Orleans party band than anything else. Come on. We need to get Phil in here. Phil Omquist will straighten this out.
The true arbiter of music.
He is the judge, jury, and executioner of music. Absolutely. It's very good. Anyway, it's Michael Pelka. I'm in for Dawn Stensland today. We will get into the Kamala Harris book, 107 Days, which was released yesterday. Dan, I can't play the clip that I sent you. Can you play it? Because I'll set it up.
You want me to play it as if she were drunk?
No.
Oh, you just want a normal speed?
Yeah, because okay. I want to explain it. And then maybe we will make it as if she were drunk. But Kamala Harris's book was released, and she recorded the audiobook. And for anybody who knows anything about the audiobook world, it takes a lot of time to read an audiobook. And this one is about 9 hours long. I go through at least one audiobook a week, but I tend to listen to them at 1.5 times speed or 1.25 times speed, so you can really compress it because your brain can pick it up. But I started listening to Kamala Harris's audiobook, and I was stunned at the opening message of Kamala Harris's audiobook. These are the very first words that are written in her book after she thanks her staff for their devotion.
The amount of energy necessary to refute bullshit is an order of magnitude bigger than to produce it. Alberto Brandolini. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. I was born like this. Kendrick Lamar.
She was quoted Kendrick.
DNA.
So she quotes an Italian genius about what it takes to refute BS. And she's not wrong. And then she quotes Kendrick Lamar. These are the opening words of her book. I'm just telling you, we as a nation dodged a bullet. We dodged a hypersonic nuclear missile coming in from the crazy sphere.
She quoted Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar and Bertolini.
You know who also quotes Kendrick Lamar?
Who?
Your standard 40-year-old drunk woman at the bar.
The amount of energy necessary to refute bullshit is an order of magnitude bigger than to produce it.
That sentence even makes sense.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, lady. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I got royalty inside my DNA. I was born like this.
Yes, she was.
Kendrick Lamar. DNA.
Yep. We'll dive deeply into Kamala Harris's book just around the corner. It's Michael Pelkin for Dawn Stenslin on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dawn Stenslin from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.